RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protected and picked by Jalen Johnson. Johnson on the return will take it down inside the 40. And a takeaway for the Chicago defense.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
That's right. Live and local for your listening pleasure. And selfishly, I'm glad I'm here. I will tell you that, let me see. So when I first started in radio, I used to work overnights in this room. That's what's funny about this station is like, people are like, oh, dude, how do you? I'm like, dude, I work down the hall from the station I used to work at. But oddly enough, I used to work in this very room where 670 The Score is. What once was Jack FM, 104.3, which then turned into K-Hits, then turned into 104 Jams, which were all owned by the same company, right? So 104 Jams is down the hall. But it used to be here in this corner because the Score used to be on like 11, the 11th floor. We're in the Prudential Building. The Score used to be on the 11th floor. And here on the 9th floor, it was B96. It was 104 Jack FM. Anyway, so when I started back in 2008, I was an intern and I started doing overnights here at this station. So I would do overnights from midnight to 5 a.m. So this shift is very familiar for me. And this room is very familiar. Thing is, when the Score came down and we truncated and went from 3 floors to 2, the Score commandeered this studio because it was huge. And then they redid the whole thing. And that was my first glimpse into the Score money. That might have been like, I don't even know what year that was. Maybe like 2014, 15 or something like that. And two things stood out to me. One, I was like, they don't give none of this money to B96. That was number one. I was like, what the hell did all this money come from? Two, was that the bathroom got way dirtier. Like, it was, and B96, there's no girl, like, it was like me and like Jay Nice, and that was it. And then like, on this side, there was nobody here. And then all of a sudden, like, all these dirty guys came. And they're crapping in the bathroom, and they're leaving crap everywhere. And you're just like, what the hell is going on here? But I say all that to say, I used to then walk from this side of the thing from 104 or whatever, and I would go intern with Eddie and Jobo at B96. But I would always see Grobber. I would always see Les Grobstein. And then when I eventually would be doing the morning show at B96 for a long time, you know, as I'd be coming in, you know, Grobber would be leaving. And he knew I loved the Bulls. Grobber knew I loved the Bulls, that when I would come in, and it was just, you know, two little whatever trains in the night, whatever. But he would always be like, he'd always have a tidbit for me about the Bulls, whether it was a time he interviewed a player or, you know, what happened tonight, who was in this. Like, he'd have some tidbit for me with the Bulls because he knew I loved it, and we would always have that moment. And so, you know, when people text in about Grobber or, you know, say they wish I would do overnight because they miss Grobber or anything, like, I'm going to be very real with you. Like, I was there with you guys as well. I would see them every single day. And he was a pleasure to run into in the hall. And it was certainly sad, like it was for most people, you know, to find out that he had passed away. But hopefully Robert got his little earpiece in his ear, and he's, you know, got his little heavenly transmitter, and he's listening to us right now on 670 The Score, because I know he'd have some thoughts about this one. Come on. That was like, Grody will do it better, less than I can. But taking your phone calls right now, ready to talk about these Bears. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local on your overnights right here on 670 The Score. And let's go to Patrick out in Wisconsin.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. Just want to talk about, you guys were touching base, you and the other gentlemen last, were touching base on Justin Fields and I believe the offensive coordinator. My thoughts on that, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, but I think if the offensive coordinator would draw plays to allow this young man to throw downfield, maybe we'll see a lot more out of him. And, you know, I'm not a coach. I'm just a fan. I've been a fan ever since 1984.
Same. Yeah.
And, you know, I lived in Chicago, born and raised on the west side of the city. Been living up here now for going on 18 years.
Nice.
But the thing of it is, I haven't seen the McCaskies and how they run their organization. I didn't like the fact when they got rid of Wilbur Marshall, when she allowed her oldest son to get rid of Wilbur Marshall. That was a no-no, and I knew the Bears were going in the wrong direction once Papa Bear Howard's son didn't take over, man, and then you allow McCaskey to take over. It's no knock against the daughter, but her son's a complete nincompoops, and the only quarterback that we had that's worth his salt, that took us to the promised land, and people seem to forget we went through a plethora of quarterbacks, but Jim McMahon. Give him his just due. We haven't had anybody. I don't give a damn what type of athlete or whatever. Nobody has pulled the trigger and took us all the way to the promised land and cashed in like Jim McMahon.
He's the only one that did.
When you throw in all the others, all the potentials and things like that. See, this organization, to me, they need to sell the team because it's like the team has been going down since after the fact. Dicka left. And I know, I mean, it's just he had some bad years himself. But after the fact, it's been first of all, you don't ever get rid of a Wilbur Marshall. Wilbur Marshall was our Lawrence Taylor. Hmm. And then when you got rid of our Lawrence Taylor, and then he went out to Washington, he was never the same when he won with Joe Gibbs. That's how far back I go. And then with this family, man, with your mother crying because of the gangs. Hey, man, how far is she into the gangs? No disrespect to the elderly. But, man, you guys have been in tune, and you had this hitty handcuff, man, with all these BS promises, man, for decades, man, for decades. And then when you finally get somebody, when you messed up, when you should have got the kid that's out there in Cleveland that's hurt, when you first should have got him, but you went and got Mitch Trubisky. Mm-hmm. I mean, this cat played like, what, of one season?
A handful
of games. And this cat over here, right, man, this cat over here, man, who you should have picked, but you didn't want a brother representing your family. And the only person we ever had that was black was Vince Young. And he was not picked by the Chicago Bears.
Right.
You know, so they ain't fooling me, man.
Yeah, Patrick, it's funny you say that. No, I want to calm you down this way because I know where we're going with this. But I do want to talk about the Deshaun Watson thing for a second because I literally was having this conversation at the bar today. Like, the same angle you're coming from, you know what I'm saying? Like the one, because I brought up, you know, that I like Drake May. This is how it all started, right? I bring up that I like Drake May. I talk about, you know, everybody got it on tape. I've been saying it since before, even when Caleb was undefeated, I was saying it. And then he had his little run and people were jumping on the I'm not with Caleb. Anyway, I say I like Drake May and then the guy next to me is like, yeah, but you know, North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, no, I get it. And he's like, Sam Howell too, you know? And I'm like, yeah,
sure.
But and I told him, I said, I get it. And he's like, and I'm like, but your main reason was because Mitch Trubisky went there. He's like, yeah, you know, we shouldn't have even. And I said, of course not. Everybody knows you should have taken Deshaun Watson right there. He's a proven winner. He played the big games against the best talent. It was like a no-brainer. And when they said Mitch Trubisky, everybody, all the fans, I remember the draft party, Patrick, the draft party. Everybody was like, like, what? Gasp. What? It's like Deshaun Watson was the obvious answer. Now, you know, yeah, obviously what happens this happens with his personal life. He's an idiot what he does, right? You know what I'm saying? But the right move, as you see in retrospect, because the Cleveland Browns end up giving him a bag because they know what he can do for the team. So clearly Deshaun Watson was the correct move in that sure. draft, you know, looking back, because
sure.
no one's going to say Absolutely. That was a plant that. Let me go to your initial thought, though. It was, you know, the offensive coordinator drawing plays to throw downfield. That was something that you said that I liked, Patrick. And
Initially, that's what I called about. But, I mean, I got so much on my plate about this organization, but I'm going to just stick to that.
I know. But I mean, but don't worry. I got you. Sure. I'm going to get you everywhere. No. I just wanted to take you down, and I'm going to bring you back up. I'm going to get back to the organization because that's my follow-up question.
No. As far as how it is, I mean, you didn't have too much to teach a Hall of Famer where you came from. But when you get over here, it seemed like you get short-armed and get selfish. Now, either the organization ownership need to step in and say something, or the new hire that you just brought in as president. Maybe you need to clean house. I mean, I'm thinking that Eberflus need to go. I'm thinking that Luke Getsy need to go, too. Poles, I'm still not sure because, you know, he did bring in some nice pieces. It's a hit-or-miss game. Now, everybody want to throw, you know, bouquets at everybody's feet, you know, when they get, okay, then the obvious choice. But what about the not-so-obvious choice when you really have to coach a guy and really have to put an eye on this person and say, hey, man, I think this person got something. We can coach him up and get something up out of him. See, the Bears haven't did that. We haven't even – that's what I'm saying. It goes all the way back, man, to the frustrations. I mean, you can go down the whole list of coaches. Lovie Smith, they can bump, man. They kill me with that one, because I mean, anytime Prince, man, perform halftime at a Super Bowl, man, man, dude, you need to come up out of there with that W, on the real. So, with all that being said, I want to hear that, man. Jim McMahon's the only one. I mean, we had so much bad luck going up against this man, Tommy Harris. Man, I ain't never heard nobody, man, tearing your doggone your thigh muscle all the way down to your calf.
Yeah, it's bad luck. The best
seemed like to me Brown, safety at the time, man. I mean, that was like Mike he Brown, was like a yeah. throwback to the 80s. Yeah, he was a throwback to back in the days when the Bears played and played like out of his mind.
Yeah, it's like Matt Sui type, right up in front, you know, a guy that'll come down and get you. Yeah, listen, I think, you know, that's I think the issue with the Bears right now in its current state is that they don't have an identity, right? Where we knew year in and year out who the Bears were going to be, a run dominant team that can convert that third and short, and you know, with a good ass defense, they're going to get to the playoffs and maybe have a chance, right? And that was their identity. And I think, you know, moving on from Lovie and trying to stay in tune with what the NFL was doing and trying to create that since Lovie, they've been trying to create a dynamic offense, right? Like trying to catch up with the NFL since the greatest show on turf since all that was going down, right? And they've just failed at it miserably. And I think that in doing so, they've lost their identity. They lost who they are. And because you can't, if I were to ask you, Patrick, who are the Bears? Like, what's their offense? What can they stand on? And it's like, you're not really sure, right? And I think that's where and up until a couple of weeks ago when their defense got good, you really weren't sure about the Chicago Bears and who they were. Are they a good defense? I don't know. Are they a good offense? I don't know. But now you know that, and I think where they're at, they're headed in the right direction. I don't know if Justin Fields is the guy that can get me to the place that you're talking about, Patrick, and that's hoisting up a championship trophy.
No, I get it. I absolutely understand. But it's going to be a redundancy of coaches. It's going to be a redundancy with this organization under this leadership, with this ownership. It's always going to be a redundancy of general managers and coaches. It's always going to be a redundancy. I cannot pick the coach. I cannot pick a quarterback. Like it was a redundancy. They couldn't even get a doggone wide receiver. We had one of the up-and-coming wide receivers. They need to abandon that turf because we lost Wendell Davis in Minnesota.
Wendell Davis.
Long time ago, man, on that. And he was a circus catch freak. But, yeah, man, thank you for allowing me to chat with you for this long. And, yeah, go Bears.
No problem, Patrick, man. I always appreciate the calls, man. And that's what we are actually here for. Let's be very clear, right? We want to have good discussion, good debate. We want to talk about our team. We got to have solutions. Right. Problems We all got those. And the Bears are most certainly a team with plenty of them. But we let's focus on the solutions, and I think that's good, you know. And I think when it comes to the ownership, I mean, listen. Like, you know, when he's like, oh, McCaskey's trash, the son. Right? It's like, first of all, he's a really good dude. Let's be very clear. Like, if he was up in his little whatever, not coming down to be with the people, if anyone would tell you anything about Mr. McCaskey is that he is a man of the people. He wants to be a part of the people, right? And he loves it. It's his team. And he wants to be with the people. He wants them to love. Trust me, this man wants to win a Super Bowl too. He's like, yeah, everybody wants me to win one for my mom. F that. I'm trying to win one for me. He could become legendary if he does, right? Like, that's, like, let's be very clear. But to stay on topic here, because I got hot because I was defending him, because I met him one time in a parking lot. Cincinnati, I was tailgating with my family. And I'm like, my cousin goes, is that Mike McCaskey? And I said, dude, why would he be in the parking lot right now? Literally, this is what I'm saying. We're tailgating. Why would he be over here in Cincinnati? And he's like, bro, look at the security people. And literally, there was like three security dudes, but like 40 feet away from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, he was strolling with a Bears jacket on, saying what's up to people. And I was like, what the hell?
That's like a Mad Lib. It's like, I saw blank from blank.
Right.
You saw wearing him in the parking lot.
Right, yeah, right.
What? Oh my
in
God.
Cincinnati, in a parking lot.
Yeah, next to a Skyline Chili.
With security officers. Yeah. But it's a real story. So that's why I'm defending him, because I've seen him firsthand. And I, as a man of the people, trying to just touch the people on the road. You know what I'm saying? But here's let's take it a step further. Like, one, it's hard to run a business. As the owner of a new bar, like, I thought, it's Gabe. I got a bar. It's going to be great. No, it's hard. Today for the Bears game, there was like, it was not a packed house. Sad walking into my bar not seeing that, right? It's hard to run a business. And so here he is, right? And he's no papa. He's no football savant, right? But he's trying to hire the right people and do the right things. And guess what? You know what? Sometimes you're like, I think I found the guy. How many times you tried to fix your house? I think I got the right contractor. I think I got the right plumber. And the guy screws you, right? You're the executive producer, the CEO, or the owner of your house, your life, your dwelling. And sometimes you don't always make the right decisions with these things. And unfortunately, you think, we're the Bears. We come from greatness. I bring a coach in here, they're just going to do it. It's football. We've been winning for years. Like, sometimes you are naive if you just come from winning. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand, even in my profession. Like, guys that were, people were winning, and they think that they're going to keep winning, and then they don't. And it's like, oh, damn, what happened? And before you know it, you're like, oh, man. They want me to sell. They want me to get rid of this. Wait a second. Hold on. Let me go hire somebody else. And so I think, you know, to your point, I know the rebuttal to that is, well, yeah, that's why they need to sell it. Yeah, but hopefully, right? Just like you want Justin Fields to be the guy. We want the McCaskeys to stay strong and be a family that owns the Chicago Bears, you know, and that brings us championships. Ultimately, that's what we want. And I think we're headed in the right direction. I think Ryan Poles is a really good GM. I think what he's done so far for the team, the position that the Bears are in right now and where they will be for the next couple of years is a very good one. You have two first-round draft picks that you're about to add to the team. That's crazy. You got another team's second-round pick in 2025. So you're going to have two. You know, it's like, you got draft capital. You got talent on the team currently. Think about adding those pieces to the defense that's already there, or switching a couple pieces on offense, adding to the O-line. Like, that can happen in like two more years. And now you're talking about, look at the NFC right now. The NFC, like, when you look at the teams that are up sitting up atop, Philly, San Fran, Detroit, Dallas, right? It's four teams. Easy to creep into that conversation with the four. With the team that you have now and building on it with the assets that you have. And free agency. Can be the case. Look at me. Ooh, I feel like I'm preaching. Hey, can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, Robbie Triano. Producing today, holding it down. All right, let's go back into the phone lines. 312-644-6644. 67-67. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. Let's go to Paul. Paul, talk to me about the future of the Bears. Are you as optimistic as I am?
I don't know. I think we still got a lot of question marks, but right now the defense is, you know, playing lights out. And then the offense, it's still sketchy, but I still would like, you know, a whole new coaching staff in there. I was thinking Ben Johnson, but I think just with his with him being so familiar with the NFC North that they're catching up to him. I think if he goes to, like, anywhere else in the league that, you know, he'll be fine. But that just scares me right now if he stays in the NFC North. I'm not sure how the offense will look under him. And then we don't know if he wants Justin Fields or if he wants Caleb Williams. So there's just a lot of question marks.
Yeah, Paul, what do you want? Do you want Justin Fields or Caleb Williams?
Right now I want Marvin Harrison Jr., and the only way to do that is to keep Justin Fields.
Hmm. True.
So
what about what if you ended up with like the second pick? Okay. Because here's my thing, Paul. I've said this before. Like, if you do get the number one pick, right? And then let's say you like Michael Penix, right? Let's just say. Let's play the game, right? This is what we're doing. It's 2:20 in the morning. Who cares? Let's play the game. Let's say you like Michael Penix and you got the number one pick, and then you say, all right, bet, I'm gonna trade. Because Arizona got the number two pick, so they're going to want Marvin Harrison because they got Kyler Murray, right? Yeah, that's tough. But all right, let's play the game still, and let's assume that they don't. Let's say it's another team that's sitting at two. Let's say it's the Patriots. Let's say the Arizona Cardinals win one more game, and the Patriots at number two. The Patriots want to go to one to get Caleb, even though they probably want Drake May. But let's just say they want to go to number one. Now you get to trade the number two, you know what I'm saying? And let's say the Bears got the like sixth pick. And now you could take Marvin Harrison at two. And then at six, do you take the O lineman or do you take Michael Penix?
I'm taking the O lineman.
Because
right now I'm falling in love with Jaden Daniels.
Okay. So you're willing to go down to like 16th pick. 17th pick. Okay.
Something like that. I just know I need Marvin Harrison Jr. Because here's the thing. If we get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then we get the OT, now you have DJ Moore, Marvin Harrison Jr. And we keep talking about.
But you know what you still have? You know what you still have, Paul?
What's that?
Justin Fields.
True. But any quarterback should be able to play with Marvin Harrison Jr. and DJ Moore in a solid O-line. So if we have to get just keep Fields, and get one of your solid backups.
I see what you're saying. Like, just be Purdy, right? Like, just be the guy. I don't need you to be great, even though he's playing great. But like, I don't need you to be great, but be Purdy. But the thing is, okay, I don't want to keep harping on trashing on Justin. Because that's what it keeps boiling down to. It's like, it's just, you know what I don't want to see, Paul? And I'll be very real. Here's what I don't want to see. I don't want the Bears to, like, let's say we're doing this next year and we got Marvin Harrison and an offensive tackle, right? And it's next year, same time. And Bears lose to the Vikings, you know, 21-13. And I'm looking at the box score and, you know, DJ Moore got seven targets and Marvin Harrison Jr. Got five. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, this is breaking my heart, right? Because it's not like... It'll just break my heart if I don't see the productivity the way that I want to see, right? Like, you want it to be like a Chad Johnson, TJ Huzmanzada, like two guys with 10 catches and 100 yards every week, right? Where Carson Palmer's going crazy. Like, that's what I want. But I know Justin Fields can't do that with those two guys.
You think he can't?
No.
So let's say we hire the Houston's OC as head coach. You don't think he could put up CJ Stroud numbers with him?
I think if Justin Fields, and I'm surprised you feel the same way, if you took Justin Fields and put him on the Houston Texans this season, he'd have the same productivity as CJ Stroud?
So if you put CJ Stroud,
Wait, pause. Answer my question.
It's an enigma. I have no idea because he hasn't. We had Nagy,
Paul, because I want to be fair to my question, because you asked me about if the Bears had the offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, you know, and so I was just then turning the question back onto you, but in a different way by saying, if Justin Fields is at Houston, would you feel like he would perform at the same level as CJ Stroud?
I wouldn't say the same level, but I think they will probably have the same record.
Okay, that's fair. That's a great counter argument to that. That's a great counter argument. And I would agree with that. Like, they'd probably be around the same place because they have a way better defense from the beginning. And, okay, yeah, I can get with
and
that.
And then he can use Justin Fields' legs. And that's the X factor right there is his legs. I know you don't want to run them 20 times a game, but
I thought 12 was good today.
Still a weapon.
Yeah, I thought 12 was good. I'm okay with 12. 12, mm-hmm. 12 I have zero problem with it because then it's we're using it as a weapon and we're not, you know, keeping it in the holster, right? Like, we're actually using it, but we're not overusing it. Like, to me, the stat line is great, right? Like, 30-something attempts, 12 rushes, like, that sounds good. Now it's about the efficiency and turning and having quality possessions, right? Like, if the Bears give you 2 interceptions in the first half, Papa, I need you to come through, right? Like, I need you to put a 7 on the board on one of those. If Getsy's drawing up a good game plan from the beginning and you march down the field, but then you get in the red zone and you don't even throw it into the corner of it to give DJ Moore a chance, Cole Kmet a chance, like, those are the things that I look at when I'm talking about having a top-tier, you know, guy that can get the job done. And again, take us to the we all want the same thing. Right, Paul? Take us to the promised land. I want to see a championship, you know?
And I know I got excuses for Fields. It's just I just don't want to see him turn into Jalen Hurts. Like, he goes somewhere and somebody has the perfect system for him. Because I don't think nobody expected Jalen Hurts to go to that next level. I know once he got A.J. Brown, you was kind of hoping.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got him A.J. Brown, and then they got, Deontay Smith.
Yep.
In the same year.
Paul, you married?
No.
Okay. Okay. So you got an ex-girlfriend then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if you would have kept making excuses for your ex-girlfriend, how bad of a situation you would be in right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get the opportunity, right, to just call it what it is and be like, you know what? You're great. You're a great person. I actually like you. That's why I fell in love with you. But I think I could find something better. I think I could find something a little bit better than you and less stressful. And I think I'm going to do that. And you might find another man and you might get married and have babies. You might have a great life somewhere else. And that's cool. But I promise you, I'm going to have a better life over here with the next person for me. But that's what I'm just trying to say. That's what I think the situation we're in right now.
No, I totally agree.
I'm messing with you, Paul, man. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in, man. This is great. I love it. My name is Gabe Ramirez, born and raised right here in the city of Chicago, and I love the Chicago Bears. First step is to admit you have a problem, right? All right, I want to hear it. Talk to me. 312-644-6767. Bears defeat the Minnesota Vikings 12-10. And we are going to be taking care of you all day today. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Busey Bank, and it's not a game, Illinois.com. I got you till 5 a.m. Then Dustin Rhodes jumps on for the pregame show leading into Mullion Hall. They got four heavy hitters on the show. Olin Cruz, Dave Wonstadt, DJ Moore, Brad Biggs, 7:25, 8, and then 9. Jaquan Brisker jumping on at 10:30. Then Jalen Johnson is going to be on at 5 with Parkins and Spiegel. Stay here. Keep the radio here. When you get out your car, when you turn off your app, make sure it just stays here because you're going to want to be listening to us all day. All right, I'm taking your phone calls next. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It just feels good to get a win. You know, anytime you can get a win in this league, it feels good. So, you know, it's hard to win. And, you know, I think as a team, it just feels good. No matter who we're playing, just feels good to win.
It's Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Live and local on 670 The Score, it is Gabe Ramirez. Hanging out till 5 o'clock. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. All that really means is that we got some cool-ass guests on the show all day today. Really, it does. Holden Kreutz at 7, I mean, come on. I think I'm the hardest working person in radio or media here in Chicago. Olin Kreutz just did the post game till midnight and got to wake back up at 7 to go be on with Mully and Haw. That's pretty badass. Dave Wannstedt. Talk about, okay, I mean, come on. Olin Kreutz and Dave Wannstedt to like start your morning? Why would you even change the channel for that 7 o'clock hour? Dave Wannstedt has great insight. And Olin Kreutz, oh my gosh, he loves the Bears. And the post game show just does a phenomenal job. And then, to make you late for work, DJ Moore at 8 o'clock. That just sounds ridiculous. Brad Biggs rounding out the show at 9 for Mully and Haw. Then Bernstein and Holmes, they have three heavy hitters as well. Jaquan Brisker, 10:30. Anthony Heron at 12 o'clock. Tim Jenkins at 1. Yes, that Jaquan Brisker at 10:30. Then Parkinson Spiegel. Kurt Warner, 2:40. Peter King, 3:30. Mark Grody, 4 o'clock, and then Jalen Johnson jumping on with the fellas at 5 p.m. It's going to be a great day on 670 The Score. It's Gabe Ramirez. Bears defeat the Minnesota Vikings 12-10. Taking your phone calls right now, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Hamberlin from Rockford. Hamberlin, we've been doing a lot of talking about Justin Fields. What do you think about the future for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears?
Well, personally, Gabe, I just think Justin Fields got I think him and Mitch got a raw deal, because when Mitch got here, you had Glennon was going to be his mentor. When Fields was here, it was Andy Dalton. And Andy Dalton, I think in the first game, he was running out of bounds and he hurt his knee. And thus, the Bears had to thrust Justin Fields onto the field without any snaps with the first team. And I'm saying everybody counts the first year. It's part of Justin Fields' whole total package. And I said, you can't do that. That ain't even fair. Because they threw him in there against the Wolves, against the Browns, against Miles Garrett, and he got killed. Then now the second year, he comes on. And, you know, the second year is the tank year. We got rid of all our defensive players, and we're going to tank because we want the first pick. And Justin Fields, he knows if he goes out and wins any game in the second year, it's going to cost the Bears the first pick. And I'm saying, and he had the last six games of the year. I don't know if that you guys, everybody talks about how Getsky worked with Justin Fields. Yeah, he did, because the guy that every team was scared of Justin Fields, because he almost broke the rushing record of Michael Vick that year. He rushed for 1,117 yards. And the dude was like, I'm saying, man, this dude. And now we come to this year, okay? The Bears are so dysfunctional. We lose our defensive coordinator. And after the first game, then the running back coach gets fired. And then Eberflus, he wants to do all world. He's supposed to be the head coach. He's not supposed to be this, that, and that. He's supposed to be the head coach. But, you know, Justin Fields has had to play through this dysfunction of the Chicago Bears. I like that other caller was talking about Wilbur Marshall, because the Bears should have kept Roquan Smith. He's a natural leader. At 25, you can't tell me that Roquan Smith was an impact player for the Bears. And I'm saying, I think Justin Fields has got as much talent as C.J. Stroud. You've seen what Justin Fields could do. And, you know, against Trevor Lawrence with Ohio State, with Olaf and Wilson as the receivers, and a good offensive line. And so did Stroud. And I'm saying, and everybody's saying, well, you know, Gabe, it hurts me, because I'm saying, you know, I'm African-American. I go back as far as James Harris. Mm-hmm. Remember James Harris?
Mm-mm.
He played for the Los Angeles Rams. He was one of the first black quarterbacks for the Rams.
Okay.
And everybody doubted him. And I'm saying, why is there so much gravitas toward Justin Fields? He's just one part of the team. And the Bears have not been a collective team since he's been here. And I'm saying, if you give him the tools, and like everybody's been talking about, because, I'm scratching my head tonight. I'm saying, why, when the Bears get into the second half, do they draw back?
Every week.
They're running. Yeah. Why are they doing that? I'm saying, you can't play to lose. You got to play to win. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh. You know, when we played Detroit, I got that feeling again tonight. I said, oh, no. Here we go. You know, the Bears, they're trying to run the clock out. They're playing to lose. They're playing to not lose. And when Fields fumbled the ball, I said, uh-oh. But this time I said, well, we may have a little time to come back if they let Justin Fields and the Bears get the ball. And sure enough, again, you know.
Hammer, let me ask you this. On that last drive, because you were just, that's the point that you got to right there, right?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Were you like, oh, this is a slam dunk? He's good. Justin Fields is going to drive us down. Were you that confident, or were you still like a little nervous?
You know, Gabe, I'm confident because I'm saying I seen him play that last game. And that last game against Detroit, he threw a bullet to, I think it was Darnell Mooney. And I'm saying, man, that dude's looking out. Look how hard he threw that ball, man. I'm saying, we talk about, and Gabe, look at what's going on in the NFL right now. You got the Chiefs and the Bills, man. They struggling.
Yeah.
And the Cincinnati Bengals and lost Burrow. Again, how many times has Burrow been hurt? I mean, how many times has he been hurt, Gabe?
Yeah, about as many times as Lamar Jackson, right? I mean, so you have
to. Well, and I'm saying, funny you mentioned Lamar Jackson, because I'm saying, ain't nobody in the NFL wanted Trevor Lawrence to be a receiver, but they wanted Lamar Jackson and Watson and Justin Fields. Okay, let's make him a receiver because he's so fast. Why? Because I don't get it, man. When you got a mobile quarterback with the assets and the arm that Justin Fields have, why do they want to make him a receiver or something?
Right.
I mean, it's like we're going back to James Harris. They think that only us as quarterbacks can only be receivers and something or something.
No, I hear what you're saying, but it's more like a Taysom Hill situation, right? Another guy that, you know, white dude, right, who is athletic, can play the position, and then you're trying to see, you know, what he's going to be able to do in those moments. I hear everything you're saying, right? And I think that whether it's Mitch Trubisky, whether it's Jay Cutler, whether it's, you know, Cordell Stewart, whether it's, you know, any of those guys that come here, we want them to be great. The storyline is already made up in our head, right? It's, oh, we got Slash? Okay, might be on the tail end, but man, it's better than what we had. So Bears are going to the playoffs. Like you create the narrative so quickly, and that's the reason why. And I talk about this a lot. Like there should be studies on this, where here in Chicago, because there's so many of us, like the fan base for the Bears is so large that let's say like you know, Kyler Gordon. Lawrence Holmes today said that he thinks like Kyler Gordon can have like a Hall of Fame career, right? Is that what he said in his clip?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's that good too. But it's part of my point in that we as Chicago fans, we see that and we're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be the greatest thing ever. And we put that pressure on everyone. And so I think the doubt creeps in on everyone because they never live up to that expectation. Hear me out on that. Right? Like, the next linebacker, we want them to be and only be Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher or bust. Hear that. You see Jack Sanborn and you're like, ooh, he's good. But the scale you're putting him on is the Brian Urlacher scale. And then, like, if he doesn't do something right, you're going to be like, you know what? I don't know about Jack Sanborn. We need to get somebody else in there. It's just that's what we do, and it's fine. But there's so many of us that the chorus is so loud that these players start feeling that too. That's why the expectations are so high going into the season. Everyone thinking we're going to be great. Oh, man. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. Great guests all throughout the day. No need to listen to any other station except for 670 The Score. 7 o'clock, Olin Krutz. 8 o'clock, DJ Moore. 10:30, Jaquan Brisker. 5 p.m., Jalen Johnson. What a day. But right now, it's about you. I want to talk to you. 312-644-6767. Let's go over to Greg from Hanover Park. So, Greg, talk to me about, I mean, we've been talking about Justin Fields a lot. But what do you think about the guys that have been blocking for him, the offensive line and the job they've been doing as of late?
All right, we're going to get into that. This is the thing that's going on. I love Chicago. I'm from Chicago, grew up on the south side of Chicago, Rob Taylor Project years ago. Okay, so let's just say this. We don't know really, truly, you can say Vince Evans. You know, we don't know what a real quarterback looked like. We know what it looked like on Monday Night Football. We know what it looks like when he dressed up in other people's clothing. Like the top, yeah,
I love
the top
that.
Three quarter, yeah, the top three. It's, I'm going to use one of your girlfriend analogies real quick, okay? Okay, let's just say you went to grammar school with this girl. You went to middle school and everything. And let's just say you are 19 years old. The valedictorian that's going to be going to the high school that's going to graduate, the cutest girl in the school. Cutest girl in the city. That you got that option right there. You still got your little girlfriend though. Now you got the other girl that she's a sophomore, it's her second year in college. She was a former valedictorian, beautiful girl, second year, and you got your own little girlfriend right there. Okay, which one of those girls are you taking?
All three? Is that the answer?
You already got the one. You got the one. Okay. But they're just awesome, beautiful. Like which are you going to be considering maybe one of the other two?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, that's us. That's Chicago. we have the valedictorian. We have the current Mampton. Like if I was to score, man, it would be those two dudes and me on here because these people wouldn't like me that much. But we have what we want right here. Mm. I'll tell you. Let's get to the line here now. If you took either one of the top, because we're talking about, we need a number one. We need this great quarterback. Take either one of those three quarterbacks that you have in mind that you think like the top three, and you drop them take him out of their prime dress, and you drop that quarterback into the Chicago system right now. What does he look like?
Do you really want me to answer that question, or is it rhetorical?
No, I really want you to answer. Okay. Is he that same quarterback? Go ahead. Answer.
Yeah, I think what we all can agree on is that the Bears are headed in the right direction, right?
No.
And hold on, okay. Hold on. I'm sorry, no.
You're right. You got me on.
Let me stop myself. Are the Bears headed in the right direction?
They're definitely headed in the right direction.
Okay, right. So yes. All right. Right. Hold on. Let me finish. So the Bears are headed in the right direction. So
sure.
I think to your point that you've been making, Greg, is that we've seen other good quarterbacks in other uniforms, and that's how we can actually recognize one. And so I think with the Bears heading in the right direction, I think the way to get one of those quarterbacks is to take them early in the draft, especially if you have had two number one picks in back-to-back years and you don't address the quarterback situation with one of those picks or of some variants of those picks, that pick, then you're doing yourself a disservice. So again, to your point, if you bring in someone new in this system, because they're headed in the right direction, I do feel good about that moving forward from here unto infinity.
We did that already, Gabe. We did it when we picked up the man we have now. I'm going to tell you the difference.
Ooh, Eberflus?
And I know.
Or Justin Fields?
I know, we did it with Justin Fields. Justin is, and I wanted to ask you this. When I was sitting there waiting and listening to these other guys talking, and the one gentleman said he knew somebody, Harris, from way back when or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this. I'm like, you know what? Every time we get a chance to, if we don't get what we want, immediate gratification with our quarterbacks, and we've been right, though, for the most part, but we want to get rid of them. On to the next new. I wouldn't take either one of those other quarterbacks because, they look good in that prom dress that they're down there playing for college. They look good. They look great. But if you look at, why am I forgetting his name? 21. Why am I forgetting his name?
Right now?
That they're playing. Who?
Number 21 right now?
No. Oh, God. They what is the college? Why am I forgetting
Deion Sanders.
Name?
Colorado.
Deion's son.
Got you.
Deion's
Shedeur
son, okay.
Sanders. Got you.
Yeah. Prime example. Do you really know what he is as a quarterback? We can't really tell because he keeps getting killed every time you get ready to drop back to throw the ball. So we don't. They got them. I think they're saying like he's going to go 12th or 9th or something like that as a quarterback.
Yeah. People are high on him. People are high on him. And I think that, and thanks for the call, Greg. And I think people are high on you. Don't know what you're, I hear what you're saying. Right. Like you feel confident in what the Bears have right now. And, you know, again, we think that, you know, we can add some things around him. And look, he is good. We are not going to take that away from Justin Fields. Justin Fields is good. But would you rather have Justin Fields or CJ Stroud right now? That's the question you got to ask yourself right now. Would you rather have CJ Stroud? It's not even a question. Right. And so you have the opportunity to take someone who, again, you can look at and be like, would you rather have this person or Justin Fields, right? And I know where the Houston Texans are going to be for the next 5 years, and that's vying for the top spot in their division. That is for certain. And I just want – that's just the only place that I want to be, consistently doing that. Okay, I hear the rebuttal in my head. If we give Justin Fields some talent, he could be that guy, right? Or a better coaching, he could be that guy.
I love all the girlfriend references too. So many girlfriend metaphors.
Oh, I'm
tonight.
Here. I'm here for
I
it.
I love it.
If I could do relationship advice in the middle of this sports talk show, I would do it. Is that a thing? Sports and relationship advice? I don't think so.
Three in the morning, it can't.
Three in the morning, yeah. Hey, call me up with your Bears solutions and no. Let's go to Andrew in the loop. Andrew, talk to me about this Bears team, man. It's like I said, last year we were losing games, but they felt like wins, and last night felt like a win that felt like a loss.
Hey, Gabe, great to be with you, and thanks for the time. A couple of things for you. You know, I understand the sentiment that they could be moving in the right direction. I just have to tell you, I was sitting there watching the game, hoping that they would lose that game in catastrophic fashion, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, I want the Bears to win. I want them to win the Super Bowl. But I believe that every minute that we delay the inevitable and we keep, and I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying anybody that continues to, you know, project this idea that Eberflus is a Super Bowl winning head coach, I mean, it's very clearly not the case, right? So when we talk about the quarterback conversation, the only reason we're having this conversation with Fields and do we just, you know, get rid of him and take one of the top guys in the draft is because of this prospect of the Caleb Williams, the Drake May, the generational, you know, quote unquote talent that is available to us at the top of the draft this year. Obviously, in any other circumstance, we wouldn't be so quick to throw away a talent like Fields. I just think that, like, you know, the great organizations, if you look back, they not only have Hall of Fame talent on the field, but they have Hall of Fame talent off the field. I'm just going to rattle off some things for you. The great organizations, in my opinion, I see, you know, I talk about the Philadelphia Eagles. Sirianni's fine, but the real difference maker in that organization is very clearly Howie Roseman. He builds a staff. He has five former assistant GMs that are now general managers in the league that used to work for him. You know, it's a front office, you know, superstar staff that he's assembled in Philadelphia. You know, in Pittsburgh, they're the best drafting team in the world. But better than anything, they're always relevant because they have one of the difference-making head coaches in Mike Tomlin. Same with Baltimore and John Harbaugh. I mean, you know, Pete Carroll in Seattle. You're looking at what Pete Carroll and Shane Waldron are doing with Geno Smith this year. I mean, you're telling me that he wouldn't have that much more of a big, you know, of an impact that if he were to be the Bears coach. I mean, in my opinion, the Bears' issues stem from, obviously, its ownership, but its ownership's unbelievable incompetence in hiring the wrong people year after year. So just macro-wise, you know, like, the Bears like collaborators. They like nice guys. That's why they hired Pace and Nagy. That's why they hired Trestman over Bruce Arians. I mean, you know, people don't remember, but Mark Trestman was hired the same offseason Andy Reid went to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City was a five-team win that previous year. You know, they were kind of in a rut. But, like, they don't – these good teams, these good owners look past, you know, is this a nice guy or is this guy a winner? So when I see the Bears and I want to build a culture and I want a championship, it's one guy. And it's one very clear guy that's out there. It's Jim Harbaugh. You know, everyone's talked about it, but there's a reason for it. He's a proven winner. You know, we talk about, do we move on from Fields and throw in the lottery ticket with Caleb Williams and Drake May? That might be the better, you know, case scenario. But I would argue that we know that Jim Harbaugh is fat, like, no question. He's significantly a bigger upgrade at the head coach to Eberflus than it is, like, you know, these unknown qualities at quarterback. Like, we know Jim Harbaugh is a much better coach than Eberflus. But yet you're going to see the Bears, and I really hope this is not the case, but I wouldn't quote it past them. You're going to see the Bears either fire Eberflus, which I still expect to happen. But if they don't fire him, I mean, I'm done. But if they fire him, they're going to, you know, they're going to pair him with Shane Waldron, Bobby Slowick. You know, people are going to talk about Ben Johnson. You'll probably hear about, you know, maybe a day after they hire their 38-year-old offensive coordinator for 2 years, you know, now as the head coach, that, yeah, they had a phone call with Jim Harbaugh. Like, it just wasn't the right fit. The thing is that the great teams still stay great because they have great people working in the organizations. The Bears, they have a culture problem. They have an absentee ownership. I mean, people want to talk about McCaskey, but the truth is that Ted Phillips has ran that building for years up until his retirement. The hope is, obviously, is that Kevin Warren, like, and I know, you know, people saw the video in the locker room. It's like, what is he thinking? He was smiling. Look, they're happy they get the win, but you really got to be living under a rock to know that they look terrible. I mean, to deny that they look, you know, anything but terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the last night's game was just atrocious, right? I mean, just the game as a whole, both sides, the four interceptions for Josh Dobbs, Justin Fields with the fumbles. I mean, overall, you know, the Bears not scoring a touchdown and winning the game. I mean, it's just, it was sad to watch. That's without question. I had my whole bit prepped and ready to go. I'm telling you, I thought the Bears were going to lose that game, and the bit was going to be I was going to stay at the score from the overnight shift until someone was fired. And the hope would be that it would happen the next morning, right? Because you can't lose that game and nobody gets fired, right? And everybody, and people have been saying that every single game for the last couple of games. But that one in particular, like the way you would have lost that
10-9 with four interceptions after the three interception game. Like, right? Somebody would have to have gotten fired. So anyways, that was my bit, because I was like, somebody would have to have gotten fired.
You're doing
fired.
Like a hunger strike.
Here exactly, in the score, but I'm hearing the score, waiting. And then
and we're,
you
know, getting chicken tomorrow, so that would have been really
right.
hard.
I say what's up to Mully and Haw for like a second. Gabe, so what are you doing? I'm just sticking around, man, waiting for somebody to get fired.
You're then sitting on the floor.
Yeah, I'm sitting, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's Parkinson Spiegel, or Bernstein at Holmes, boom. Jaquan Brisker comes at 10:30. I'm still here, you know, waiting. Boom, Parkinson Spiegel, just the whole day. And then if my wife would have let me, I would have spent 24 hours here, for sure, waiting for the news to break.
They would have definitely fired someone, most likely Getsy. Do you think they could still fire him after a win?
No. They just won't do it. They don't have the goal.
I mean, like, four field goals, you get four turnovers. Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
something's got to give.
At this point, it's you. They've made it to the, like, if this were a board game, they've made it to the, like, fine, you get to finish the rest of the game. Like, you know what I mean? You could have fell off the bridge here. You could have fell off the bridge here. Woo! We got over that one. Now we just got six spaces left to go. You know? That's what it looks like for the crew. All right, 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Tuesday. And we're taking your calls. Thoughts about this Bears game and thoughts on the defense. Because during the game, I was thinking, is it Getsy or Fields? And then at some point, I just thought to myself, it's Getsy and Fields. And then, so I don't know. What do you think? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.